Every Wednesday, we check in with county government, and it's our great friend Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine and ready to start out this afternoon with some good news, which we were a part of at our council meeting last night. And I may be pronouncing this wrong. I believe it's Provelli Incorporated. Was there to talk about a tax abatement for their business. They'll be bringing in a lot of new jobs. And that was just really punch in the arm we needed.
Who is Provelli and where are they providing all these great jobs?
Okay, do you know where Hall Signs, that building is? They're going to buy that building and grow that business, and we're really excited about them. It's located at 4495 West Vernal Pike, and so that's the second big business coming in that we've just
by Sturgis Garage and Record Center.
I beg your pardon?
Right,
oh,
by
yes,
Sturgis,
right across
yeah.
the street.
Yeah.
Yes, right,
so now I do know
street.
Where you're at, yes.
Right. So they'll be able to grow those jobs there, and they talked about all of the things that they do and get involved with the community. So the community is really, it's going to be a win-win for everybody. So I was really excited
Excellent.
About that. And made sure that we didn't get them at the bottom of the meeting, that we moved them up and showed them the respect of when somebody's saying we're going to bring you jobs, let's all get behind that because if
did
we
did they mention how many jobs, Marty?
You know, they did, and I don't have that written down. I believe the number was they intended to be up to 90.
Wow,
but
okay.
I don't know what, however many that is that they started with. But you know what? I'm just going by memory, and I've got so many numbers running around.
Right.
Here.
But a ballpark number is nice. I mean, almost 100 jobs. That's a like you mentioned, that's a very solid shot in the arm.
It was, and the fact that they really want to hire as many local as they can. They want this company to be local, and yet their product it will be going out and bringing in new dollars into the community. So because it's all having to do with these big signs, the street signs and some of the big highway signs and so forth. So it really should be a big help for us, and I'm so grateful. Every time you get a chance to be able to support jobs, it puts a smile on my face because that's if we have enough good jobs for people, then they can afford to live in an area where the cost of living seems to be so high as compared to the income. So
good
that,
news.
That's a part of a big plus. So,
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk is our guest on Wednesday afternoons in the Monroe County Council meeting last night. What else was on the agenda, Marty, that we need to be aware of?
Well, we also had money coming in for the Kuhn Bridge and the for that bridge on Dutch Church Road and for maintenance and repair. All that they're doing in Van Buren Township, when you start clicking off all the dollars between what they've done for handicap access for the sidewalks and all the sidewalks and the repaving and everything, is almost $1 million. The grant here on this one was $304,000. We've had matching dollars for that, for the community crossing grant, but that's just we believe that's probably the first time they've done a complete overhaul of the street system there in one of our older neighborhoods. So that should really put a big boost there on the west side in Van Buren. And both of these things we've talked about so far is in my district. Of course, I love representing everybody in the entire county, but we're split up in what our districts are as well. So that was a big one.
Where are we on the library on the southwest side? That's right in my neighborhood.
Well,
is that on the back burner for now?
I keep waiting to hear, will we be voting on the bonding issues or I'm not real sure how all that's going to work. You know, the county council votes on their budgets, but it's really only if they increase it more than a certain percent would we be able to have any say one way or the other? So I'm just hoping that they've got it all budgeted really well, because that was my concern from the get-go, is that they don't grow to the point that they aren't able to take care of all three. We don't want to shortchange anyone. But I'm sure that they're all looking at those numbers and trying to make sure that we're well prepared. The other thing that we did talk about was the discussion on the criminal justice reform public engagement strategy that the county is working on. The county council has determined that they want to have a town hall with folks who have these concerns, and that's to be held June 30th at 6 o'clock. I was told it was going to be a virtual meeting,
yeah,
and then
I
saw
in
the paper whether it was going to be virtual or in person. I really don't know.
Well, the reason that's important is because Governor Holcomb today said that counties are allowed to go to stage four starting this Friday, and we'll have to see if and when Monroe County gets involved with if they move to that, and one of the deals is groups of 250 can get together. So I don't know how that works or who would make that decision, Marty, if the meetings would stay virtual or if they would move back to in-person.
Well, right now we're still not in that stage four. We're on track with only having 50 in a group. Well,
right.
You know, that sort of, I don't think anybody's really paying attention to that now after we've had the big march with thousands. It's like, okay, I'm not sure about the 50. But we'll find out. I do know that as of Monday, on the 15th is when we're supposed to be going to allowing appointment only at the courthouse. So it's going to be meeting the public by appointment only. So there was a shout-out given to the different departments saying, are you ready for this? Do you have it on your website page? Do you have your protocols already? Do you have the directions to the public? And what might you need to be able to make this work for you? They're going to have a desk in the rotunda for the use by any of the departments if they wish to do that, so that there's not a lot of movement around within the building, and they're being asked to wipe down that desk prior to using, and again when they leave, and to put the gloves on to be used, a shared towel, put gloves on to use shared towel. I don't really, and I'm just reading to you what it says.
Well, I can tell.
But at any rate, I think this is going to be a challenge for our employees to try to make sure they're following proper protocol and what it is they're being asked to do. Today, once again, they're being asked to do something beyond what would be the norm, and that's to figure out what to do with the fact there's no water at the courthouse. I don't know whether they all just left. I mean, without water, you cannot continue washing your hands, and that's the instructions that they've been given, is it's really safer to just keep washing your hands than to wear the gloves.
Why is the courthouse... Why doesn't the courthouse have water? Just because it's been closed?
I don't know whether the city's working on something or whatever.
Oh, it's got the water. On 6th Street there, on the north side of the courthouse, there's a huge water main going
on.
There's
no water. So if it's not,
that's Purell for everybody. Who wants Purell? Let's get those hands. There's a different... That's right. Wash your hands.
Right. I just talked to one of the department heads just a while ago, and she didn't. And she said, well, we just decided, no, forget it. We can work from home. And so so I expect we'll be paying a lot of people to be working from home that might have been working as a courthouse if we had water. And then we had to do the same kind of thing during the march. On Friday, our courthouse employees went home at noon. So our taxpayers are really having to pay through the nose for things that really there's not much else that we can do.
Yeah, if you want government services to continue, you have to. That's right. That has to be a part of it. And speaking of the courthouse, Marty, it's been obviously discussed here over the last week or so of who's in charge of maintaining the courthouse square. who it's the county's ground where the courthouse sits on, and we've seen obviously some protesters camping or setting up shop there. Where are we with how that is going to be enforced moving forward?
Right, and what the here's the rule. There's not supposed to be any camping, period. So as of 10 o'clock on Friday morning, anything that is there on courthouse grounds that is any kind of camping materials, paraphernalia, whatever, all of that has to be gone. It will be removed if there's anything left. I've been told they'll take it to perhaps out to the highway garage for people to be able to contact, be able to have it picked up. I'm not certain they'll take some of these things out there that might be considered disposable. I understand somebody drug a couch up there today.
Is that so, you, Kellums?
That'll be, yeah, right. Maybe, I don't know. But they have to be off of their off of the premises by 10 o'clock at night and not be back in the premises until 6 in the morning.
Yeah, the last few days they've been passing that message along, because that curfew from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. wasn't enforced for a couple of weeks. So it's not like there's been any they've had plenty of time to learn the message and get the message, and now it's time to hear the message.
And now last night, the sheriff was determined to wait until they sort of dispersed before they finally did the move out. It was peaceful. I watched the video of when that happened. Our law enforcement officers are among the best in my estimation. Of course, I'm pretty proud of our law enforcement officers, but between them and then the city of Bloomington then is responsible for anything on the sidewalk, and it's up to the sheriff's department to maintain law and order there on the courthouse grounds.
And as you mentioned, Marty, the good news is we haven't heard of any issues or any dealings. Everybody is just trying to have their voice heard and doing so respectably, abiding by the law.
Well, with the exception, I must say that there is a lot of complaint about people defecating on the courthouse grounds, people doing many things on courthouse grounds that's unacceptable. And it really is not appropriate for our maintenance staff to have to go out there and shovel that up. And so it is appropriate that camping would not be allowed on the courthouse grounds, as in not ever. And part of what the commissioners assigned today was that there would be a continual watch for that so that it didn't ever get started again. Because, you know, once they all get all settled in, camping, that's kind of hard to get them moved out then. So gratefully, this time, it went without a lot of dust-up about it. I was pretty proud of how that went, but very disheartened that our monument was defaced. I don't know whether or not how that's going to clean up. Many people are saying it's chalk and it will clean off, but then others are saying some of those that there might be some paint there. And so, of course, that hurts my heart, and many of the people and the veterans in the community are very disheartened about that. So hopefully we can come together to make sure as a community, whether we're part of the student group or part of the local group or whatever group we are, that there will be some things that we'll want to protect. So hopefully that will work. Maybe part of this conversation that they're going to be hearing about on June 30th will lead toward that. Now, some of the things we're being asked to do will be far beyond what is reasonable, and maybe what has normally happened might be more than what other might think is reasonable. So generally, someplace there in the middle, we might be able to find.
Well, I think that's why you're having a conversation, so everybody gets on. Everybody gets on the right page.
Right.
One more thing about the commissioners' meeting: any mention today about following the state of Indiana into stage four or changing our health department order here shortly?
Okay, I just spoke with the commissioner's office, and there was no change in that as of today. But with the governor's change in it, the county might. We don't know yet. I mean, it will be up to the health department and whatever directions they give to us. But so far, we don't know that there's been any change.
Gotcha. We spoke to Mayor Hamilton yesterday, and he said to make sure to keep an eye on that because he thought obviously there would be something brewing. Their meeting will be the group that gets together, 1:15 on Friday. So we'll either hear something probably before or after that, whether it's the status quo or changes in it. We know to be flexible, Marty. That's our new thing, right? Learn Zoom and learn to be flexible.
Absolutely. And so many of us have that challenge of saying, okay, we're accustomed to county government being a certain way, ran a certain way, and that's not going to be perhaps never again. I mean, I don't know how it will be. None of us really know. And, of course, our job is to be looking at the money and seeing about the flow of money. And speaking of that, we do understand that right now the auditor's office is already starting to work toward trying to do the numbers and the figures along with the treasurer's office so that they'll be ready to do settlement. Because remember, if these taxing units should ask for some dollars in advance, they have to have some a way to figure out just how much they're allowed to give any of the taxing units that want some kind of advance draw.
Everybody would want an advance after what we've seen the last few months. How does that work?
Well, they have to formally apply for it, and then the county is only allowed. The county must then provide them with the dollars, but only a certain percent of what we've actually received, and in this portion, and only it cannot exceed a certain percent over what they were supposed to get for the year. So there's percentages that they have to use to make sure we're not handing out more money than what they're actually allowed to have.
No, that'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, well, right, because then somebody else has got to make up the difference, of course. So, but this is an exciting time because we have county employees that are being challenged every day to come up with a new way to work, a new way to get things done together. They're not supposed to be gathering together in department head meetings all in the same room as they've done before, or going from one department to the other and just sitting down to have conversations with everybody without having a mask on and so forth. So if you don't have your own office, your own separate office, not just a partition, but if you don't have your own office, you are expected to have a mask on. And so those are things that the county's working on. And I'm just so proud of everyone who's really trying their best to do what it is that we have to do to continue to provide county government services. So kudos for them, and a big shout out to our law enforcement officers who kept their cool. Who when they did finally meet with the people on the courthouse grounds, they waited until it was like 1 a.m. or something, and it all went, because I watched the video, it all went smooth. People were behaving, and it made you very proud that we have people that were able to work together without something untoward happening. So I just want to give a big shout out to our law enforcement and to all of our first responders and those veterans who came and they were concerned about the condition of the monument. Just everyone together saying, oh, we care about one another and we care about our monument and our people that it represents and so forth. So, and remember, this Sunday, I believe, is that Flag Day?
This coming Sunday? I haven't got that far yet. Somebody's running a Flag Day commercial. Here, let's go to the Google-ometer.
I think that's a Friday.
I always thought it was June 14th. When is June 14th? When is Flag Day 2020? Well, I can't
tell. I think you're going to find out. It's Sunday because there's going to be a gathering at the Elks.
Oh, there you go.
That's Sunday.
Make sure it's less. So, make sure it's 50 people or less, Marty. We don't want to be breaking any rules here.
It's Monday, June 14th.
Sunday, June 14th.
Oh, that's right. I'm in the wrong year.
Well,
Sunday
well,
it
we
is.
We'll see. I'm not in charge, but I can just tell you
safe,
that.
Be safe, Marty. Be safe.
Let me tell you what. I will be there. I will be there, and because it's Flag Day.
All right, give
and
us
maybe
a full.
They'll do whatever it is we have to do it. The right way.
Oh, good.
I know they will.
Well, they'll give us a full report next Wednesday, please, and we'll see how everything is developing with Stage 4. If we move to Stage 4, so we'll have a busy program as always next week as well.
Thank you.